Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Wilmore's finest, Bronte Hill.
I am happy with Brock Purdy. Oh, I am. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. We got a quarterback. We have a quarterback, baby.
Brock when Purdy. I seen him throw that ball, I was like, oh, my God.
I was like that. What are y'all doing? He threw that ball to Chris McCaffrey on the pylon against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jimmy, Trey, y'all in trouble. Y'all in trouble. Good morning to everybody out there getting off their graveyard shift. If you're at work, what is happening? This is good, man. It's a payday Friday. Football season. Like, what is there to complain about? Honestly, I was thinking about this. I was talking to somebody at the Olympic class. I said, man, I can't complain. I have a beautiful daughter, beautiful fiance. I've got my PS5 with NCAA football. It's football season. We're making money. I get to wake up and talk sports. What the hell do I have to complain about? Nothing at all. At all.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious. Maybe my endurance, but other than that, I'm fine here. Shout out to Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you'll be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Shasky's in the building. We got Lubby. We got Spadoni. Let's get RJ before we get to Jake. RJ, you didn't get a shout out, so make it quick, RJ.
All right. Real quick, hey, shout out to Lucho's over there on Ocean Ave. Make sure you order the Chicaquiles and the Conita Cabil. That's the restaurant, the best breakfast brunch spot in SF by far. Lucho's over on Ocean Ave. Thanks, guys.
Lucho's. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, it's right near my house. I'm going to have to check
it
out.
You haven't been there? You haven't heard about it?
No.
Lucho's. I gotta do that.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Uh-huh. Ocean's got an island. Ocean looks completely different, doesn't it?
Yeah, they've changed it a lot.
I drove through there last Saturday night.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe how different it looked.
Well, and that's a whole other conversation about when you let in, you know, Whole Foods, which I like Whole Foods to a degree, but what it ends up doing is it pilfers a lot of the produce stands and the specific coffee shops.
Yep.
And, you know, they've got everything all in-house, so your florist is gone. You're like, all of those six or seven smaller businesses that were once there are now gone. Really, Ocean Avenue is kind of like, it's restaurants here and there and a bunch of hair and nail salons.
Yeah, they look completely different. Even a laundromat on Ocean and Miramar, There's like the seafoods market or whatnot. It just looked completely different.
So I'm looking at this week two. The Niners got the Vikings, and this is gonna be a nice week for football. There are some interesting matchups. You brought up the Raiders and the Ravens, and we can go through the schedule in a little bit here because I know we've got Jake coming on.
Yeah,
but I think this is a juicy moment for the Niners to continue to take step forward in the division and remain at the top
and in the conference because Detroit's playing Tampa Bay. Somebody's got to lose.
It's a big game.
Somebody's got to lose. Rams and Cardinals. One of those teams are going to be 0-2. One of them going to be 0-2. Bears are probably losing to Houston. Seattle's probably going to beat the Pittsburgh. We'll see about that. Let's get Jake, our 95.7 Game Insider. Got to sit next to him at Levi Stadium watching the Niners beat up on the Jets. And Jake has done a hell of a job covering the 49ers. One of the more underutilized beat reporters in this market. Jake, back on the morning roast, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Jake, what's happening, man? Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
We're good, man. Good. Getting ready for week two against the Minnesota Vikings. And I know you dive into the tape. You look at both sides of the equation. But let's start with the money question. Christian McCaffrey. You've been down there in Santa Clara. He's probably out, right? I know they're saying questionable day-to-day, all that, blah, blah, blah. But it looks like he's going to be out, right?
Yeah, based on the reporting from Schefter and Rappaport, it seems super unlikely that he's going to play. Obviously, they surprised us all last week. And honestly, I mean, just looking at it, the fact that this is a game on a turf field and next week at the Rams is a turf field, I know they, you know, that's not something that they would say. But I mean, logically, if this is an injury that you're worried about long term, I wouldn't be totally shocked if he was out next week, too, just to prevent him from having to deal with the turf field. I mean, you guys remember 2020 when they just fell apart in week two against the Jets on that turf? I think that's something that they want to be pretty wary of.
Four guys went down in like seven plays. Like, legitimately, it was like seven plays in a row. Solomon Thomas, Reed, the tight end, Bosa. I mean, it was, and a couple players for the Giants. It was crazy seeing that happen. You're at practice. What if I'm just a Niner fan, I'm driving around and I flip open my phone and Bleacher Report's like, oh, he was a limited participant in practice. What exactly did CMC do at practice yesterday?
Yeah, they kicked us out after like the first four periods, but he's out there jogging around, you know, looking good. So it's tough to tell. Like at this point, they only really do like a full practice kind of on Thursdays. So you don't know, you know, when you're not out there watching them full speed, you can't really tell. I mean, he's obviously a guy who's just going to say he's good and ready to go no matter what. And that, I think, literally is his mentality. But I think the coaching staff and all of them, they're going to look at it with the medical team and just say, all right, if there's any chance this thing goes wrong, we're just going to have to protect him from himself. And Shanahan said that in training camp that he wanted to limit some of his reps. So I think this goes with that a little bit.
Now, behind Jordan Mason, because Jordan's going to get the bulk of the touches, what's the order look like? Isaac Garendo, Patrick Taylor?
Patrick Taylor Jr.
I mean, are they going to maybe bring in Matt Breida? Like, for a fantasy and for Niner fan implications, how does it shake out behind Jordan Mason?
Yeah, I think it'd be Isaac Garendo number two. But at the same time, Patrick Taylor's more experienced. You know, he's a guy that they kept around, I think, for special teams and the fact that, you know, he was with the Packers in a similar scheme. So it might be a trust thing there with Bobby Turner, the running back coach. But if you're looking for somebody who's got explosion, it's clearly Garendo. They drafted him for a reason. He's got number 31 now. He looks a little bit like Raheem Mostert when he moves. So I would suspect that it's Isaac Garendo just for the sure fact that, like, you know, Patrick Taylor's a physical running back, and if they want to get downhill, which you might want to do against this Viking team, I guess you go with him. But Garendo's also pretty physical, too. So in my opinion, I think it would be Garendo, but, you know, they haven't tipped their hand too much. And I mean, they went to Garendo last week a little bit, so I would expect it's him.
Jake Hutchinson joining us on the River Islands guest line. All guests are 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? I like the Grindel take, actually. The Grindel take, he does have speed. That's a good take, Jake. But when you look at this game, and you see Minnesota last year with the eighth best run defense under Brian Flores, and we know how he loves the blitz. Is the best play to attack Minnesota's defense from what you've watched on film, is it maybe putting the ball in it? Purdy says, I know the Niners want to get to 30 carries, and that's their philosophy. They got the 37 last week. But I don't know why I feel like this, and I could be completely wrong. I just feel like they're going to have to pass the ball a little bit more in this game than they want to against Minnesota.
I'm with you, and they were really, really successful at it last year. I mean, you go back to last year, it was like one of the most cursed games of all time. You know, they were chugging the ball down the field in that first drive, and then McCaffrey fumbled. And they just had a bunch of weird plays. They had a couple O-line breakdowns. And then when they were, you know, making that push to come back and win, Purdy got concussed because Spencer Burford botched, you know, their first attempt to get the first down, and then Purdy snuck it, got concussed. That's and then right. They did it again, and then he threw an interception. So going back to that game, they moved the ball really well. They just had some weird luck, and they didn't have Trent, they didn't have Debo. I'm with you. I think they're going to have to pass the ball. Also, Harrison Phillips and their front, they've got Bullard too. Those are some big dudes. And Jake Brendel didn't look great to me last week. I think Dominic Pooney's a huge upgrade and is going to allow them to run the ball a little bit better. But I'm with you. I think they're going to have to put the ball in the air a lot more than they did last week. And I honestly think they'll be comfortable with that. You know, Ayuk having a little bit more time under his belt, Debo being healthy. I think this team's going to look really, really good. And, you know, the fact that they have everybody pretty much healthy except McCaffrey, I think they're going to feel good about whichever way they have to go with this game plan.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And obviously you had Sam Darnold on the other side, who was here practicing every single day last year. They're pretty confident. I mean, hearing D'Amino Lenore say he likes to throw me the ball, I know it was tongue-in-cheek, but you could feel the business-like confidence from especially the defense, and just the talking in front of the media all week. Are you getting that same sense when you're there?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, you talk to some vets, and they're like, no, you know, Trent Williams is like, Sammy's going to give us some trouble. And then D'Amino or Lenore is like, no, I'm just going to pick him off. You're like, all right, Demo, good talk. I think there is definite confidence given that they've seen him. And I'll say Darnold looked good last week, but it was against the Giants, and he was doing the right things. He was taking shots where they were available in zone coverage. That one throw down on the sideline to Justin Jefferson was incredible, but his arm talent has never been, you know, in question. But Darnold also took a lot of time to throw the ball. And I think it's something where if the 49ers can pressure him and not give him time to just survey the field, I think that could be a problem for him. And I think the 49ers are confident they can do that. You looked at the Giants game. Dexter Lawrence was demolishing their center and right guard. And I think Malik Collins and Javon Hargrave are going to feel really good about their chance to do that this week.
Their tackles did a good job on Bosa last year. Their tackles with Darrishaw on one end. He got the big fat money contract. He got all the money. Just made sure it was kind of hold on. He's like, hold on, I got to be up there with Darrishaw company here. Bosa, though, did look like Bosa last week. He was pushing the pocket opposite of Leonard Floyd. How's that matchup going to fly here? What did you see from Minnesota tackles last week against the Giants on those edges? Because they do have Brian Burns and Thibodeau from Oregon.
Yeah, it's funny. Thibodeau has been kind of terrible. Like, I was, you know, coming into the draft, I was intrigued, but he got almost no pressure. And that's part of the reason the Giants just, you know, they had Dexter Lawrence and then Burns occasionally, but like Thibodeau wasn't doing much for him. I think it's going to be an awesome matchup. Like you said, Bosa, he looked incredible last week, especially in the second half. You know, the defense wasn't on the field a ton, but as it went, he started to beat Morgan Moses on the right side, genuinely every single snap. So I think that's going to be fun to watch. Leonard Floyd in the pass game was better than I expected. I didn't like what I saw from him with Buffalo, but he was really good last week in the pass game. So I think it's honestly as well-rounded of a defensive line as they had in like a pretty long time, just with experience and being able to do it and all being healthy right now. So I like the matchup. I think it's going to be tough. I think O'Neal's a good tackle on that right side, but I think the 49ers have enough weapons to really get after the weak spots in that O-line.
Jake, as someone who asks all these athletes questions, seeing what happened with Tua last night, is there a question that you would want to ask some of the players in that locker room?
Yeah. Why are more players not wearing guardian caps? And not to say that that would have prevented it with Tua, but players can wear guardian caps now, and there's only a handful around the league. And for those who don't know, guardian caps are those little they look silly in training camp. They're the little like padded things that you put on top of a helmet. But now in the regular season, they've got little sleeves that they put over, so it kind of looks like a normal helmet, just a little bulkier. I don't think they look that bad.
Jabril Peppers wore it in the Patriot game. Sorry to interrupt. Jabril Peppers was wearing it, for example.
Right, right. And so, you know, this is a game that is going to do damage to your brain. Like, they know that. It's an implicit thing, but you don't think about that every day because it's kind of a crazy thing to think about. But if you can limit that damage, why not?
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. And Tua suffering a concussion last night, obviously. Mike McDaniels talked today, telling Tua, hey, man, you're the quarterback of your family. Go take a deep breath. Go be with them. Don't worry about football right now. But this was the same place you mentioned it, that crazy game where Purdy did suffer a concussion. And you remember that week leading into Cincinnati? I don't think he practiced. And they cleared him. What did they clear him? Late Friday, early Saturday? And he played that Bengals game. And he was obviously not himself there. Now where you see Brock Purdy without Chris McCaffrey, this is why I'm not freaking out too much about the McCaffrey injury, because I do believe the Niners have a guy who can help elevate this offense. Maybe he wasn't ready to do it last year without Trent and Debo, but I just watching Purdy on Monday night, Jake. It's like, this guy's so calm, cool, and collected. He's one of the best we got in this league.
Genuinely, I think what people sort of misunderstand and get wrong about Purdy is people have this fixation about, you know, his draft stock and like arm talent. And it's funny because you get a lot of really smart analysts who talk up arm talent. And that's the same thing that like a kid would talk up and be like, wow, he's got a big arm, you know? And it's like all of these smart people are not looking at the things that you should be looking at, which are how you read a defense, anticipation, and pocket presence. And Purdy, yeah, he makes some, like, I think some head scratching throws and throws the ball into some dangerous spots. And that's worth criticism. But his anticipation, and I think his ability in the pocket, to feel pressure, buy time, and spin out is like top percentile in the league. And that allows so many things where when a play doesn't go right, he can buy time in a way 49ers quarterbacks have not been able to do for the last 5 years. And that's something that innately elevates the offense, especially when you can make pretty much every throw that Kyle Shanahan wants you to, with increasingly great accuracy, as we saw on Monday night on that throw that Ayuk dropped.
Right. Jake, are you going out to Minnesota?
I am not. I am headed out of the country. But
again? Where the hell are you going? Wait, where the hell are you going?
I'm going to Japan.
What? Japan? I've been wanting my boy Flo's going to Japan. He just flew out there. He works at NBC. That's on my bucket list. Where are you going to Japan?
Oh, my God.
Tokyo?
Yeah, Tokyo, lots of other places, some countryside. Oh. I'll have to bring you guys back something.
I want sushi. Bring back some sushi. Ramen. What at all? Shashka, I want to go to Japan.
I can bring you back some instant ramen.
It's probably a lot cheaper out there. Jake, well, when you coming back, man?
Getting back for the Patriots game.
Right.
So missing the two road games, but I'll be back and locked in, and I'll be watching all the tape while I'll be gone. So I'll be locked in for you boys.
We might have to call you from Tokyo. I just want to know what it's like out there. It's my bucket list.
Happy to do
it.
See you, Jake.
Appreciate you guys.
Jake Hutchinson, River Islands guest line. You want to go to Japan?
Absolutely. I'm fascinated by Japanese culture. My neighbors are Japanese,
and they have
the best garden of anyone I've ever met in my life.
We got to get you out of the Bay Area, man. We got to go to Tokyo. We do a right eye, you get LJ, we get first business class, we'll splurge, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know about business class, but
that's a long flight, man. You know, I got long legs, dude.
I just watched The Wolverine the other day where he goes to Japan, and it's excellent.
Dude, I've been wanting to go to Japan for so many years. It's a calling. It's a sign from up above.
I want to have a bonsai tree in my backyard.
Oh.
Really bad.
Mr. Miyagi?
Well, no, there's a couple of them near Ocean Beach that I walk by when I walk on the Great Highway, and I see them, and I'm like, damn, I really want one of those. They're very expensive.
The Japanese tea garden is very underrated in the city. Yeah. Where we went there not too long ago, took baby Chaz.
Took the little guy, it's great.
And it's just, you just zen out. It's just very relaxing.
It's free for SF residents.
Yep.
If you show your card and you're SF resident, so it's really cool.
And it still has her city address on her. Oh, I do too, actually. I did too. I think about it.
So you know what?
It's good you brought that up because my ID is actually going to expire on Sunday. Why do they expire your birthday? That's the weirdest thing.
I don't know.
Oh, no. It's just weird. I got to go to the DMV website. Anyway.
So
are you serious?
Brock Purdy getting the concussion last year in Minnesota, it is almost eerie hearing that because, you know, seeing what happened last night with Tua, you know, it's unavoidable. The Guardian cap thing, it's funny. He said the same thing I said in the first segment about the Guardian caps. When you go to practice, a lot of guys, especially the linemen and the tight ends, are wearing the Guardian caps at practice. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy for the Colts who's like a backup tight end, and he came out and said, look, I don't care if I look stupid. You know, I want to be able to, you know, he's getting married soon, he's saying, and I want to be able to have children. And, and if I can reduce anything, you know, that I love football. I want to play football, but if I can reduce any long-term effects or any small-term, short-term things, then I'm going to try to do that. And I keep coming back to the same thing. You know, as Roger Goodell is sitting there in the audience looking at that, and I'm sitting next to my wife, and she's like, I don't want my son to play football. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, there are many amazing things that football can provide for a kid, even if he's not good at all, and he's just a backup. You know, the discipline and the regimen and the weightlifting and the teamwork and, you know, respecting authority and learning how to pull together all as one unit. And there's so many things, you know, persevering, fighting through it, toughness. There's just so many elements that it provides. I do understand if I'm running the NFL as a whole, I'm looking at that Tua thing. I'm like, that image is not a good one. And if we can slowly avoid those types of, and you can't completely eradicate them, but if we can minimize them, and if it's this guy who keeps having that same image, we might have to put parameters in place to keep him from going out there. I just, it's a tough spot for the league.
You can't, look, the league and people who sign up to watch football, people who play football, this is going to happen. I think about my guy, Keen Jackson. Went to kindergarten, you know, Gene Parker, knew him since kindergarten. And people who attended college in San Mateo, people in the city know who Keen Jackson is. You're taller than Keen. It's my guy. You're taller than him. He's like a 5'8 safety. Strong safety. But would decapitate dudes. And a hit that we celebrate from Keen Jackson is a hit he added to College of San Mateo. They're down like 30 points. He smacks a wide receiver. I mean, just literally jacks his dude up. They got to stop the game for like 15 minutes. San Mateo ends up coming back and losing by a field goal, but it sparked the team. And we celebrate that hit like, oh my gosh, what a hit, because that's football. But on the flip side, that guy that Keen hit, I don't think ever played a snap again. You know what I'm saying? So, that's football. You know, things are going to happen like that. Like, this is not going to be the last image we see of a player whose fingers are going, you know, the pinky's going right, the index finger's going left, the middle finger's going up, the thumb is going down. Like, it's not going to be the first image. It's not going to be the last time we see an image like that. So, you know, as much as we think that it may, oh, man, this image is not good for the league, they're still going to get a bunch of ratings this Sunday.
No doubt. You know? We're all going to. I'm going to watch. You know, and I freely admit that. But Monte, it's not about the random, you know, hit. It's about the same player having that same problem. I think that's the difference in this one.
Well,
you know?
No doubt, there's a big difference.
If this happened to Brock Purdy, and God, hopefully this doesn't happen to Brock Purdy. But I'm just saying, you don't wish this on anyone. But let's say, you know, this happened to Brock Purdy, like, you're in a tough spot. You're in a really tough spot. The Dolphins season feels so
feels irrelevant. Like an afterthought
now. It feels irrelevant compared to the individual's health. I was trying to come up with the right word. Like, yes, it's football and McDaniels' career, it could be on the line if they don't make the playoffs and all those things. This is Tua's life.
Yeah.
No doubt. And I'm sure he's going to want to play, right? I'm sure he's going to want to play. But I keep coming back to, like, if I'm part of the league, I'm sure they're going to have certain doctors and lawyers tell them, like, we can't have him out there. We cannot, as a league, say it's okay for him to go back out there if there's even a slim chance that this could happen again, because then they're going to be liable.
You think Steven Ross feels like that right now? I have to give him $200 million?
I'm sure he feels a lot of things.
I feel like Steven Ross would just say, hey, is he cleared? Is he able to go out there? Can he function? Can he recite his ABCs? Can he follow my finger?
I mean, cool. You've read the Steve Young book. Steve Young, literally, they had to tell him, like, everyone had to tell him. He had coaches at BYU, his pastor. They had the owner was telling him, like, Steve, We know you love football.
Right.
You can't do this.
You can't play.
I mean, Mike Holmgren had to call him at home,
yeah,
who was on another team, and was like, I love you. You need to be in this game.
Right.
But no, you're over.
Done.
You have to think about your children.
What's Tua, 26 years old?
He's a young man.
I feel like he's going to play again. He's 26, but old? 26 years old.
I don't have a feeling one way or the other. I don't know. If you told me one of the two happened, he played again, I wouldn't be surprised. If you told me he never played again, I wouldn't be surprised.
There's going to be other players in the future, hell, maybe even this year, that have concussion problems. Maybe unreported, some reported. You know, this is the NFL, so it sucks what happened to Tua.
I mean, Luke Kuechly retired because of the headaches early. Due to the...
All right, Borland retired after his rookie year.
You know, Chris
Borland, rookie year. But, you know, I'm watching that play, and I just wish Tua had slid. This is why we teach our quarterbacks to slide. You know? I'm not saying you can't help what happened.
I know.
But it's just like, man, out of all the players, have that guy slide. All right, real quick. Caller of the week. And this week, it was the return of the Shark. Clark the Shark, that is. But Clark the Shark, Lovey goes, we got Clark the Shark on the line. I said, the hell, Tony, you got to call back. I need Clark the Shark in my life.
Fonte, Belafonte, and Cup of Joe. God bless you guys. How are you all doing? I've missed you. You know, I really have missed you, I tell you. I was one of the first ones, if I remember correctly, to say that Brock Purdy reminds me of Joe Montana. And everybody rolled their eyes.
Yeah, I think I hung up on you.
I'm telling you, this is Joe Montana 2.0.
Let's go.
He is great.
Let's go, Clark.
Anyway, I'll tell you, I love that guy. I tell you, and he's everything you want. What a story. This has got to be made into a movie.
Love Clark the Shark. It was fun to hear from him. He was on it with Purdy. Now I'm on the same trade. All right, what's coming up in the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Shasky's five plays he's got to see on Sunday.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, there may not be CMC. Does Shasky have some 12 personnel? Does he have some 5 wide sets? Does he have some trickery going on here Sunday in Minnesota? Shasky's 5 plays coming up. We'll recap last week's 5 plays. I want to recall last week's plays as we go into this week's plays as well. That's coming up here on the Roast.
Oops.
check this out. This is San Leandro Mo, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasta.
Go, Shody. It's your birthday. All the Virgos. Virgo season in full effect. So it's a few birthdays. I got a lot of birthdays. Chanel Brown, Curtis Brown, my cousin Antoinette. Worldwide Habs got a birthday coming up. Philly Zoo's got a birthday today. I probably won't text him today, but I'm going to say happy birthday today. We're funking football season. I love you, Philly. Even though I don't like you right now, still love you. A lot of birthdays. Virgo season. Our girl, Katie Mox. Katie Mox. Mox Betts. She's a Virgo. She just had a birthday I saw on Twitter. So, not a lot going on here. A lot going on. A lot of birthdays. Virgo season. It's real.
We'll spit Yay! Up.
You guys, are everybody okay today? It's like a Friday. We should be loose.
Friday the 13th.
Friday, is that why you're a little?
No, we're fine. I'm ready to go.
Is the boogeyman coming out? Sorry. He's walking around here on eggshells, man. Niners playing Minnesota. We got college football. We got Arizona K-State tonight in Manhattan, Kansas.
K-State. When I think of high-level football, I think of Kansas State.
Big 12, go ask Steiny about what they did to Tulane last week. Come on, man.
Steiny, what did they do to Tulane last week? I didn't watch.
Oh, nah, he was into it.
I think Arizona football has like the longest active regular season winning streak among the Power 5 conferences.
They've got that wide receiver. What's his name? McMillard or something?
Yeah, that guy. He's good.
Hearing Sam through the glass laugh really loud and no one else can hear it but me is pretty funny. I don't know. Maybe I'm too worried. So I did 5 plays that the Niners had to run on Monday.
Why is he laughing so much, man? Hold on. Before we get your 5 plays, because I do want to, matter of fact, let me get my notepad. I want to write these 5 plays down. What's so funny back there?
I just love how that whole sequence played out right there. I don't know why. The way Spadoni just said, like, yeah, that guy. I don't know. Just made me laugh.
Just disrespected the Arizona Wildcats.
I didn't disrespect them.
The legendary U of A Wildcats.
You know? Come on. San Jose State head coach. What's his name? He went over there to Tucson.
Sonny Dykes?
Can you name a couple of people inducted? Here we go. 10 seconds. Name a couple of people inducted into the Ring of Honor for Arizona football. I can name them.
Pat Tillman. Neil Lomax.
That's Arizona State.
Said the Arizona Cardinals?
No, Arizona, the University of Wildcats.
Teddy Bruschi.
There you go.
Yeah, Nick Teddy Bruschi.
What?
Nick Foles.
Yep.
Nick Foles is in there. There's this
guy. I got a deep cut. Scooby Wright, definitely there.
Antoine Kayson,
the quarter. Yeah. Is Chris McAllister there?
Rob Gronkowski.
Wow.
Chris McAllister, absolutely.
Oh, you only noticed because you went to the game.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, cheater. It was like 50 people there.
No, it was tons of people there because we're all trying to get out of COVID. All right, 5 plays on Monday that I had to see from the 49ers. Let me give you the 5 plays.
Where's our music?
There we go. All right, my number 5 was a Debo jet sweep, pop pass, so we can go shoulder into sauce. Check. We saw that. They actually scored a touchdown on one of those little end-arounds when they were down at the 5-yard line after like 7,000 holds. Number 4. A Kittle drag crosser. Very simple. We didn't get that. We did not get that. So put a zero on that one. The Ayuk sail, the deep over, a.k.a. Ryder. They ran this play, except they didn't have Ayuk run the route.
Yeah.
They had Kittle run the route, and that was the lob pass that Purdy threw. I'm going to say check, because right, that play was check. Correct.
Ryder.
Did we get a Debo smokescreen?
I don't recall getting a Debo smokescreen.
I didn't see one.
I don't recall seeing the dope. Yeah,
but I saw a couple quick ones to Debo, but not that. Zero. And then we didn't get it because CMC didn't play. But a simple toss left, cut back, we got plenty of those. So that's,
Jordan Mason.
Yeah, plenty of those. So I was 3 for 5.
There you go.
All right.
5 plays you got to see this week.
5 plays I have to see this week.
I got my diagram.
Are you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Number five. Now, this is 2 plays in 1 because you got to set this up. I want a couple of offset eyes like they did last week.
Offset eyes.
With Debo Samuel back there. Okay. And it's going to be a couple of random, nonchalant runs to set up the isolation pass game where Debo is a pass guy out of the backfield, offset eye. But the only way it's going to work is if you set it up with a couple of runs. So they are going to get Debo isolated on a linebacker. Trust me on this. Offset eye, Debo's back there, and it's a play action play or a quick hike, and boom, you're going to hit him on a Texas route.
So offset eye, obviously we have Juszczyk and Debo in the backfield.
No, on the offset eye that they've been doing right now, Juice is lined out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a single back formation, but instead of being right behind the quarterback, he's about 3 or 4 yards to the right.
Right. So Juszczyk's not on the field.
He could be. But not in the backfield. Okay. One guy in the backfield. And it'll be Debo by himself.
So single back set
they
in the backfield.
They ran that formation about 12 times.
Yep, single back set in the formation. How many receivers?
It could be two tight ends. It could be two tight ends. It
could be two wide.
The key is this, is that Debo will be behind Brock Purdy.
Gotcha.
In a single eye formation, single back formation. But instead of being directly behind the quarterback, he's 3 to 4 yards to the right.
And you want that Texas route on a linebacker.
Absolutely.
So we can have four wide. We can have two tight ends.
Setting this up for two games.
All right. Got it.
I saw them run this in the game the other day. And this is something teams have been running against us forever. And finally, we ran it. And I want to run it again. And I want to run it specifically for one guy, Brandon Ayuk. I want to get Brandon Ayuk feeling good early in this game. You could tell as the game wore on, like it just felt like they couldn't get the ball to him as much as they wanted. The simple pick play. The Niners are actually running the wide receiver pick play. We never run that play. We never do. We're always the one getting caught up in the pick on defense, and we're finally running the pick play. This is the evolution of the dropback passing game. I love this. I want to see an Ayuk pick play where he gets freed open.
So you get a pick play. Two wide receivers. What about backfield? It don't even matter. You just want the pick play in any formation.
Yep. All right, doesn't matter.
All right.
Number three. I think you got to do it again and again and again and again every single week because I think he's open on it every single time. Give me that Kyle Juszczyk wheel route again. Mm. Are you kidding me? That's there every single week. You all see what I see. He's open every time, whether it's Jimmy Garoppolo, Brock Purdy. I mean, they even ran same play for Tyler Kroft for crying out loud way back when.
They ran it for Nick Mullins, but Nick Mullins didn't see it. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Sunday Night Football.
Absolutely. So that is definitely a play I would love to see them run again. It's the Kyle Juszczyk out of the backfield little wheel route where you think he's going to stop off in the flat. Instead, he stutters and goes, and you lob it right over the linebacker's head who can't stay with Juszczyk. Juszczyk is faster than most of these linebackers, and he's got underrated hands. Utilize him in game now that CMC is probably not going to play.
I like that.
Number two. Go right back to it. You didn't do it last week. Because you're going to use it again this week. It's the Debo smokescreen. You know you want to see it. I want to see it. We all want to see it. Get the ball to Debo. Let's go. Debo smokescreen, number two. And number one.
Number one.
I think this has got to be a big George Kittle game. I want to see if their tight ends can play.
Okay.
I really do.
Or the linebackers.
To me, this is the play to set it up early in the game. Using all that run game from last week, I'm going to have Juszczyk come across the formation as I fake a handoff. Everyone sweeps to that side.
So you're faking a sweep to Juszczyk?
No, he's coming sweeping across the formation.
Like a jet sweep?
It's a fake handoff running back, Jordan Mason.
Okay.
Here comes Kittle going across the formation for the simple misdirection screen that'll open things up. It'll be Kittle on the weak side all by himself plowing down on a tiny little cornerback who's going to be blocked by one of your receivers.
So basically a play similar to the one we saw on Thursday Night Football, Brock Purdy's first start in Seattle.
Absolutely. They also ran this in the Green Bay game as well. I love this play. They use it once every 3 to 4 weeks. I think this is a Kittle game. I think you got to get Kittle involved early. You could tell as the game wore on, they knew, like, we've got to get the ball to all of our playmakers. This is a play I'd like to see them run early and often because I think Minnesota's going to sell out to stop the run. So once again, for those just turning in, five plays I have to see on Sunday. Number five, offset I formation. Technically, it's a single back, but you're going to have Debo off to the side. You run it a couple times, and then you get him isolated in the passing game on a linebacker. Number four, it's the Ayuk pick play.
Yep.
Run a pick play with two wide receivers to get Ayuk open. Number three, the Juice wheel route. They ran it in the game the other day. Should have had a touchdown. It's there every single week. Number two, Debo smokescreen. You know you want it. I want it. We all want it. It's his favorite play. And number one, the Kittle play action screen misdirection play that they've run once a month for the last 8 years. Those are the five plays.
Five plays.
I got to see from Shanahan on Sunday.
I love that. I love that. 888-957-9570. Is there any play you want to see on Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings? Is there any play that you want to see? Five plays Shask has to see Sunday against the Vikings. Got a Debo smokescreen. We got a Juice Will route. We got an IU pick play. We got the Kittle misdirection screen. What's the first Debo play? It's a matchup on the linebacker for the angle route, for the Texas route. And the Texas route, of course, when you act like you're going to swing out and then you make that little nice plant and cut back to the middle of the field. We all run that play on Madden. Interesting plays.
Well, I got three out of five of the plays that they did this last week, and everyone's like, Shasky, you suck at these. It's like, okay, look, power right. Like, I'm giving you the creative plays, all right? You're not going to get all the creative plays when you blow the doors off the Jets, all right? So I'm trying to give you unique stuff. I'm not trying to give you, you know, Ask Madden. You guys all know what I'm talking about, XX. Like, we get it, all right? I'm giving you the good stuff.
That's a good point. You are giving us the good stuff. I mean, anyone can sit there and be like, I want to see a running back dive up the middle.
Exactly.
Like, there's no substance to that.
Well,
you know what I want to see this week?
And I just run like 80 plays, you know?
I want to see some trickeration. I wouldn't mind seeing a flea flicker this week. The Niners ran a trick play last week.
I thought that Brock was going to get that pass from Debo. I really did.
What's the name? Blew it up. Who missed the block on that play? Oh, I can't recall it, but they missed the block. They didn't make the block. If they make the block, then that play may be successful, but I want to see a trick play. Give me a flea flicker or something like that. 888-957-9570. Don't take it so seriously. Sasuke wants to see these five plays. Even if they don't run one of these plays, I don't care. Like, who cares if they don't run one of these plays? It's not about being right. Hey, they ran 3 or 5 or they won 4 or 5. I'll say it for you. It's fun.
It's
five
the plays
a fan wants to see.
It's the plays he wants to see, not the plays that we're going. It's just his personal preference.
When I'm playing NCAA football, I set up plays all the time. It's like, man, I got to run this play. See, I'm a big guy. I'm a big trips formation guy. I love trips. Three wide receivers on one side, tight end on the other side.
Did you see what the Bills ran last night? I don't know if you were listening to the advanced broadcast. They had like the statistical broadcast.
Watching, yeah.
So I was flipping back and forth because it's really cool.
Right.
So they ran this trips formation play, which clusters everything on one side and it all floods to one side as the running back comes across the formation for the dump off. And they said that Shanahan was the one who brought that play into the NFL 10, 15 years ago. I'm sure somebody else from the 70s tried to run a similar play, but it's a trips formation play that Josh Allen had a bunch of guys on his right. They all go to the left. Yep. It creates all this, as Baldy calls it, soup, where you have to navigate through as a defender, and you got to clear through, and the running back
that
has a walk-in swing touchdown.
Or you could do the trips formation. You got one wide receiver on one side. You got trips on the other side with a tight end to two wide receivers, and you can have everybody running drag routes or slants,
like it,
whatever it is. And then that receiver on the weak side, he comes over with a drag route where everybody clears it out, and he's one-on-one, and he's got nothing but open space. So I'm looking at some plays here on YouTube. And some people, I like this one. Where'd it go? Oh, Manuel Rodriguez. This is what I'm talking about. This is good stuff. Fake Debo jet sweep with a Ayuk over route.
I like
so
that.
So you fake the jet sweep to the left or to the right, and Ayuk sort of the crosser to the opposite side of the fake jet sweep. I like that. I like that play a lot. They may run that play. Have they run that play before? Maybe. I wouldn't mind seeing that. No, they're not going to run Brock Purdy up the middle. That's stupid. You don't do that. Not going to do that with your friends.
What do you think would be a good success rate for me on these play calls? Because right now I'm 3 for 5 early on in the season.
Well, I think this exercise is more so just about using your imagination.
Yeah.
And having fun.
Thinking.
I don't think this one is about, hey, I'm 5 for 5. Look at me. I'm a genius. No. This is about you thinking about the game, getting ready for the game, and plays that you want to see. And fans do this all the time. True story, Shasky. In algebra class in high school, my guy John DeVore would look at me and say, you do nothing but draw plays on paper. You play NCAA, I'd be running like, because the Florida fun and gun stuff, right, back in the day. That was when five wides became popular, with Steve Spurrier. I'm like drawing up four wide receiver sets in class. This is what we do. But they may run it, they may not. Who knows? This is all fun. It's not about the success rate. It's about, well, what if we do see that play? Damn, Shasky wanted to see that play. I was like, wow, look at that.
When they hit Kittle on that sail route, I was like, huh. I felt so validated.
Wow, see this.
Self, so validated. Coach, there's a coach that's a San Ramon Valley coach.
I'm going to be humble in this
one. He goes, you called that play. I was like, I know. He's like, I love that play. That play's always open. He's like, usually they run it with Ayuk or Debo. And I'm like, I know. Man. They ran it with Kittle. It's incredible. It's wide open.
This is not, I didn't think we were going to take it this serious, but it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. When our team wins, by the way, our listeners win. The morning after every victory, be sure to tune around. Be sure to tune in around 7:30 for a chance to win a jersey. That's right. When our team wins, our listeners win. The morning after every victory, be sure to tune in around 7:30 a.m. for your chance to win a jersey presented by Habba's Law, because Habba's Law always puts people in the best position to win.
So I just listen to the show, I tune in, and I could win a jersey.
Yep.
That sounds pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
What station's doing that?
95.7 The Game. Exactly. After every Niners victory.
Every victory, so you got to win.
At least Bonte didn't win.
See, that's what goes on around here. Because of Guru Shasky.
What? What did Guru and Shasky do?
They have to one up me. Hell, point.
Slap me for what I'm doing.
There's like a competition that I don't even know about around these parts.
Well, there's the Guru scoreboard, and then there's the real scoreboard.
Right. It's like a competition, man. It's a weird competition around here. I don't even know what's going on. Right.
Do you think Christian McCaffrey plays?
I do not think he plays at all. I do not think we see him. I don't know if we see him the first four games of the season.
If Jordan Mason is your number one in terms of running backs, who is your number two for most touches as a running back? Most carries, I guess.
It's going to be Mason. He's going to get the bell.
No, he'll be one.
Oh, he'll be one. He'll be and two. Then, I think this Garindo kid could be something.
You think he'll get more than Debo?
I think this Guru. I think this. You want to save Debo. You don't want to use Debo. I mean, again, he's one of your best playmakers. I can't have him running 10 times in the linebackers left and right. We saw what happened last year with the shoulder injury, not once but twice. And when we're talking about Tua Tagovailoa protecting him, and people want him to walk away from the game, well, we need to protect Debo at all costs because he is our tone setter. How can I lessen the impact he delivers or the blows that he delivers on a game-by-game basis? Well, I don't want him playing running back all that much. So let's get Isaac Garrido in here. Rookie running backs can play. Let's see what Garrido has. So that's what I would love. I would love to see that. Garrido.
I'd also like to see them clean up some of their red zone slowdowns. When they got into the red zone, they just didn't become as effective as an offense. And the amount of flags that we saw week one, I'm allowing to overlook because it is week one. But as you go on the road and you're facing a team that to me is an inferior team to you, you want to be as buttoned up and as clean as possible. You didn't turn the ball over last week. Great. Do the same thing this week, but let's limit the amount of pre-snap and post-snap infractions, especially on offense. The blocking downfield, we just can't be holding like we were last week.
Well, you know, week one, there's a lot of sloppiness. We still see it yesterday and Thursday Night Football at times. This is where preseason... Look, I get it. I'm not a preseason guy, and I kind of lean the Rams' way into how they do business and not playing their starters in the preseason because you want to preserve them and you want to make sure they're ready to go week one. But obviously, that doesn't prevent anything. Puka Nacua got hurt in the first game. He's going to be out for 4 weeks. He didn't play a snap in the preseason. So that stuff goes out the window to me now. If I want to come out firing in week one, firing on all, and click at it, like, I'm not saying peak for the season, but I want to come out and play a clean game. You better knock off some rust in the preseason moving forward. You better get your starters a quarter a game. You might have to do that. Bite the bullet and hope, pray to God that nobody gets hurt. As we make another God reference, seems appropriate on today. Maybe it's a Good Friday. You might have to play preseason. Look at the Philadelphia and Packers game last week. Flag after that first quarter took an hour and a half. You got to get reps in the preseason, man. You got to get up the game speed. So I think these... You know, illegal man down the field, these pre-snap penalties, illegal motion, lined up wrong, all that stuff. You got to knock this out in the preseason moving forward. If you're not scrimmaging, especially in the Niners' case, they didn't scrimmage this year. Got to play the preseason, and they tried to do that. So it's a give or take, or you're going to get what you're seeing right now in the first couple weeks of the season. Sloppy football, sloppy penalties, boneheaded penalties. Guys are not knowing where to line up. Guys are running on the field. Wait, I'm not supposed to be on the field. This guy's supposed to be on the field. Unless you want some of that stuff knocked out, guys are going to have to play in the preseason, I believe, moving forward. Not a lot, but you're going to have to play something to knock off the rust.
Well, Debo played in the preseason a little, and he got a hold. You know, some of it's just...
When he played the first quarter against the Raiders?
I'm just saying.
We need more. That's not enough, I don't think. I think you need to play about three quarters. Or at least something to equal up to a game.
I hear you. I don't think that Shanahan, especially with a veteran,
I don't think any of these teams are doing it.
Yeah, but even more so with a team as established as the Niners.
That's kind of my point. Like, none of these teams are going to do it. Like, Andy Reid does it, and you see Andy Reid and company, they kind of were buttoned up on Thursday Night Football against Baltimore. Baltimore was a team getting called up for lining up wrong, legal formations, getting penalized.
Four in a row.
And Andy Reid, the Kansas City Chiefs, had all the teams played last week a fairly clean game. A fairly clean game, and guess why? I think it's a direct correlation to we're going to play in the preseason, no matter what. This is what I do. Now, you can do what McVay does, and it works. But then again, that doesn't mean that you're going to prevent an injury. Puka literally got hurt. They just put no boom on the IR. The Rams are decimated right now.
I know.
So there's no right or wrong answer, but I just think if you want good football right off the rip, you're going to have to play some of these guys more in the preseason to knock off that rust and to get back into game speed.
Is no preseason an issue for college?
They play sloppy. There's a lot of sloppiness in the first couple weeks of the season.
Yeah, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, it's such a long season now.
But also, a lot of guys play cupcakes.
Yeah.
Alabama's playing Western Kentucky. You know, LSU's playing Nicholls State.
Notre Dame's playing Northern Illinois.
Yeah, well, you know. What are you talking about overrated? Boy.
Well, Riley Leonard just can't throw.
It is sad, but it's true.
So we got Raiders, Ravens, Chargers, Panthers, Bucks, Lions. That's the sexy one. I'm circling that if I'm a Niner fan. Colts, Packers. Every game the Packers lose, to me, is just good. It's good for the Niners. It's good for the NFC, right? Then you got Browns, Jags. No one cares.
You know the Colts are
favorite. Saints, Cowboys, I think is sneaky good. And I think if you're a Niner fan, you're going to be watching that game. I think Saints, Cowboys has certain implications on the South. Because, like, let's say the Saints win that game, okay? And you get Tampa Bay and they lose. Like, okay. Now, are the Saints a team that we didn't have on our chessboard that we should be worried about? Like, I'm just looking at some of the other games that are going on. Seahawks, Patriots. Is the Seahawks defense sustainable? Is New England sustainable? They threw for like 130 yards. You know, like, can they win another one? Giants, Commanders, throw that out the window. Like, I'm just going NFC. Rams, Cardinals. One of them's losing. One of them's going to start the year off 0-2. That's good for the Niners, right? So I think that this is a great weekend for the Niners. If they can just handle business and end up 2-0, look around. You could come out of the first quarter of the NFL season and be right where you were last year at the top of the charts.
Bucks-Lions is a very intriguing game, a rematch of the division round playoff game last year where Baker threw an interception on the final drive. They win 30-23, Detroit does, to come out to San Francisco to play the Niners in the NFC Championship game. Very intriguing game for Tampa Bay and Detroit. A juicy, juicy matchup between these two teams at 10 in the morning. Very eager to see how that plays out. I think that's a back-and-forth game. It is interesting to see the Colts favored over Green Bay. The Colts, if Jordan Love was playing, the Packers would be 6-point favorites, 7-point favorites maybe?
The Malik Willis factor.
Unbelievable. So what happens with them? Do they start 0-2 the Green Bay Packers? Obviously, you just mentioned Arizona and the Rams. One of those teams are going to be 0-2.
It's going to be great.
And you know what, though? On the other side, and we have Atlanta, Philadelphia, Kirk Cousins, Monday Night Football.
I'll admit that one. My bad.
That'll be on Monday Night. Philadelphia's going. I think they're going to roll in that game. I Kirk Cousins did Philly.
I'm the Miami Dolphins, the team that I call this morning, as I realize I have Skylar Thompson taking 15 picks ahead of Brock Purdy. Boy, should we be happy with Brock Purdy. I am calling Atlanta and I'm saying, what will it cost for us to bring in Kirk Cousins? Your season is going down the drain if you're the Dolphins.
Might be a win-win. It all depends on when Atlanta is ready to go to Michael Penix Jr. I'm not sure how ready they are for that. The Bengals and the Chiefs. I've been talking about Brock Purdy today. Chiefs are 5.5-point favorites.
That's the 115 CBS game?
125 p.m.
Oh, I love that.
CBS game.
I love that. It's perfect on the couch, just lying there, just like, yeah. The food just hit, you know. Niners already clinched a victory off of Minnesota. That's going to be a great one. Why does that one matter to you?
Oh, well, you know, we're going to see how Joe Burrow is. Purdy in the morning, Burrow at night. See how I set this up? It's setting up for Monday. If Purdy struggles, boy, you should you take Purdy over Burrow. You know, the Jackals will be out, as Guru likes to say.
Any quarterback can play amazing or poor on any given week.
I agree.
And we'll overreact.
And after the Bengals and Chiefs, we got a little fun matchup between C.J. Stroud and Caleb Williams.
I'm
very interested. I'm very interested to see what Caleb.
Wait a minute. You were telling us that Caleb was going to take them on like a near playoff run.
The defense is going to take them on a near playoff run.
They might. He threw for 90 yards last week or whatever.
It's not going to be fun. But, you know, rookie's crook. It happens. Roma Dunze may not play. He's got an MCL sprain. Keenan Allen's already banged up. Saw that coming.
Well, he's like overweight, too.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't look good. So now you got DJ Moore against that defense. In Houston, and they're wearing the all whites. That don't look good. Now, CJ may struggle a little bit. That Bears defense is real. They got a legit defense, but that could get out of hand. That game could get out of hand. I think the Texans are a legit Super Bowl contender, man. I legit think they could beat the Kansas City Chiefs in a playoff game.
I would say that the Texans have the worst uniforms in sports.
That's a take on. Hey, get used to those uniforms because you're going to be seeing them a lot this year. You're going to see them like the top three teams in the AFC right now, clearly Kansas City, Buffalo. We're four teams. I'd put Baltimore in there. And we'll get back to our bets, Pedotti. In Houston.
I put Buffalo and Baltimore in their own category. Elite, not as good as the Chiefs. Like they're elite. Like it's Chiefs, and then it goes Baltimore. And Buffalo, and then a bunch of other teams.
How you feel about the Texans?
I think they're on the come, but the Ravens year after year after year are double digit wins, right? And same with Buffalo. So right now they've got a little higher on my board
because of the longevity.
Yeah,
to see them more.
Yeah, and their quarterbacks are more established, and you know, so that's all.
Yeah, I like the Texans a lot. Oh, I like them a lot.
He's still a second-year quarterback, CJ.
Yeah, I hear that. He don't play like it. He does not play like a second-year quarterback. That guy is composed. You talk about a leader, accountability. I love everything about CJ Stroud. I mean, I'm so impressed with the young man. He doesn't play like a second-year player, Shasky. The throws he was making last week in Money Time, when they had to have it, fourth down at the goal line, boom. I'm going to hit Diggs here. Nice and cool. Third down, the icy game. Let me find Nico Collins on the sideline. That throw and that catch? Man, CJ's a problem. That team is D'Amico and company? Yeah, they got something cooking down there in Houston. They've got something cooking. Does Miami have anything cooking? Bart Scott on Tua Tagovailoa. Bart Scott played.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.